When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what on a Friday does Steve Schindler have going on in Creighton?
It might be one of their best events. It's a once-a-year event. It's a big deal for what Steve has going on with that. They're doing Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid.
No, they're not.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
All of the bankers have to survive. They'll all be naked banking.
No way.
They've released 2,000 mosquitoes inside of the lobby. Like that. They have no food, no water.
This is in Creighton.
So they're trying to get food and water from the customers that come in. They have a piece of gum in their purse.
They're somewhat covered, though, right?
I don't know. It's Naked and Afraid.
All right.
That's the rule.
2,000 mosquitoes.
2,000 mosquitoes. No food, no water, anything. You must become a scavenger, basically, to survive.
Oh.
And so...
Taking it up a notch, yes.
So it'll be out. They're actually going to show it on the actual show, Naked and Afraid.
Are they?
They're going to show a brief clip of it. Yes, that'll be on in October.
Okay.
Yes, on in October.
In October.
Yeah, so today...
Look for that.
Naked and Afraid, today's bank. 2,000 mosquitoes have been released.
Oh, I mean, that is...
To make it more realistic.
I might stay away from the bank today.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Check it out. See what's going on in there.
I am freaked out by this.
By this, yes.
Because if you walk into that bank.
It's a very popular show.
And saw a bunch of naked tellers. Yes. It would freak you out.
Freak you out a little bit.
Yeah.
Freak you out. It's part of the show.
I just want to get a cashier's check.
Why's that guy close? Where's his clothes at? Why are there mosquitoes everywhere?
Oh, and also heats up to 98.
Yeah, it's hot in there.
It's just hot.
It's hot. I don't want to stand in line.
Hot, no food, no water, mosquitoes. Let's bank.
There we go. Thanks to Shindaddy for sponsoring us.
That's a good one, Shindy. Yeah. All right, we have a special guest.
We got a special guest. He was here with us last summer at the old studio. Now he's at the new studio. It's Luke Gifford, Tennessee Titans linebacker. Luke, good to see you for year two here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. The summer was getting a little late. I didn't know if I was getting an invite back or not.
Where'd you play college ball at?
Right here, baby. Yeah.
Come on.
At the U.
He's in the NFL. Year six? Is this
right?
Yeah,
year six coming up right
How
now.
How about that?
Anything over year one's amazing.
Yep.
So year six is just remarkable.
Yeah, how do you feel? Just start it right there. Did you think you'd make it 6 years in the
man? Honestly, coming into it, one would have been great, you know. So I knew I could do it for sure, but I 6 years, it goes by fast, man. I can't believe it's coming up on six already.
We were at a soiree together the other night.
We were,
and we were talking, and talk to us a little bit about just now what it's like, and you were mentioning about just what it. The sport does to your body and how you are.
Man, I was telling Coach Bush, this was probably the first year that like I really felt my body in a way that I hadn't in the past. I had gone through a core surgery and then, you know, like didn't heal probably the right way and wasn't 100% going into the season and dealt with basically like, it's like playing with two pulled groins all year.
So then
I was pulling my hamstrings and it was a tough year for me, honestly. Like I probably didn't feel back to 100% until close to like April. So yeah, this was by far the toughest year as far as body stuff. Obviously everybody goes through
how,
it, right?
How does it work? You mentioned that cause you're the core leader of the special teams and you're the leader of that group. You said it was hard to lead.
It was
yeah. when you were beat up because you couldn't do what you wanted to do.
Right. I've always been one of those guys that, like, when I look at leaders, they're obviously supposed to be the guys that are getting it done on the field at a really high level. And I was brought there to do that, and they paid me like that. And I felt like, you know, when I showed up, it was I'm here to run the room, you know, and make plays and play at a high level. And I just felt like I was about half of myself. So it was hard for me to, you know, I can build relationships. That's not a problem for me. But I think showing why they brought me and the kind of player I was, that was hard for me because I just wasn't who I am, you know. And so that it was harder for me to come in and really, like, run the room the way that I felt like that's what they needed from me. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to that this year because I feel like there's been some time. I've built the relationships, and now I can finally kind of show the kind of player I am. So.
When does training camp start this year for you guys?
We start July 23rd, so it's coming up right around the corner.
11 days away.
Gearing up.
Talk about coming up.
That's coming up. It's less than 2 weeks here.
Yeah. Yes. Luke Gifford joins us, former Husker, current Tennessee Titan. So how is your health now?
I feel great now. I'm back to normal. I feel good. So I'm excited for camp to start and just new staff. You know, everything's kind of a breath of fresh air, just ready to roll. So it'll be fun.
Tell us about that. You have a new head coach.
Yeah, nothing new for me. Been through plenty of those. Yeah. Coach Callahan from Cincinnati. He was the OC in Cincinnati last year. He's been great. And then Denard Wilson's our defensive coordinator. He spent time all over, but he was in Baltimore last year, and he's been awesome too. So it's been a lot of fun. They're doing a lot of different stuff that I haven't been a part of. Same with special teams. So it's been fun to learn for sure.
How many head coaches have you been through?
Well, I think Name. I had Bo for a year. I had Riley for a couple. I had Frost. Then I got to the Cowboys and had Coach Garrett for a year. I had Coach McCarthy. And then went to Tennessee and had Vrabel for a year. And now I have Coach Callahan.
That's seven. That's seven.
Yeah, however many that is.
Seven.
That's incredible.
A stunning amount of head coaches. Yeah, when you said you've been through a lot of them, I didn't know it was seven.
Yeah, I never would have guessed. To be honest, but
how does that affect you? How does that affect a player?
I think the older I've gotten, it doesn't affect me as much. I think when you're young and you're still trying to learn, it definitely does. Mm-hmm. And you can see that even like with the young guys in the NFL, just adjusting to each guy's style, you know, is tough. But it does affect you if you let it. I think the older I get, though, the more I'm just like, you know, I take control of what I can, and it is what it is.
That's the way to do it.
I'm curious for training camp, again, 11 days away from your first year to now your sixth year. Like, how has it changed in terms of you getting prepared for it and how it goes for you?
Well, my first year, like right after OTAs, I'd come home and I would just like hit it really hard. And it was like, and then it just felt like the year never ended, you know? And I, like, as the years went, I kind of learned when I needed to start getting after it. Now I usually wait like a week and a half or 2 weeks after OTAs, and then right around the 4th, I start hitting it pretty hard. But that was one of our linebacker coach in Tennessee. His name's Frank Bush. He's been around forever. He was a D coordinator here and there. And our meeting before we left, he was like, hey, like, don't do anything for at least a couple weeks, just because, especially the rookies, you know, and the young guys, they just run themselves into the ground. Now I kind of know what I need for my body, and usually what I do is I wait till around the 4th, and then I get after it pretty good for 3 weeks. But yeah, it's definitely changed since I've gotten older, for sure.
And then camp has changed, right? I mean, camps are not the same as what they were, so that's a little bit. So explain that a little bit. It's kind of from when you first came in, or just what you've heard from the past to what camp's like now.
Yeah, camp. I'd say my rookie year was probably one of the last years it was really like still pretty tough, you know. We were going every day, practice every day. The rules have changed now. Like, I think we'll really only go 2 days in a row without having an off day. So, and the way they do it, you know, they do all the GPS stuff and the trackers. So, like, you'll have a pretty light day, a moderate day, and a heavy day, and they just kind of rotate through those. So it's never like you're getting killed. And even like the toughest days now are the days that we're doing like joint practices and stuff like that, just because it's intense and it's almost like a game, you know. But it's changed a lot. It's not nearly even close to the same as it was when I was a rookie.
Most of the times I've seen for camps, like most of the players, they're really actually done about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
During camp. In college, even, like I said, during our time, even when it went to just one practice a day and a walkthrough, no one was really leaving the building till like 9:30 at night.
Nope.
As far as the players.
Yeah, that's
and then how, the coaches still had meetings after that.
Yeah, our rookie year, we went 7 a.m. to 10, probably. Mm-hmm. And they would just, they'd put your, they're, technically you have to have some hours off, and it's like they'd put it right before practice. So it wasn't really.
Couldn't do
like,
anything.
Yeah, yeah, no, there was no downtime. But yeah, it's definitely changing that way too.
Who do we got here, Jake?
Joined by Luke Gifford, former Husker, now current Tennessee Titan linebacker. And I know he's not the coach anymore, but Mike Vrabel, go back to him. Okay. He was a successful coach for years for Tennessee, not there anymore, but I assume he was very intense also. You talk about intense, that dude, on the, you look at him on TV, he just screams that he wants to beat you up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. He was great. I loved him. He was a great coach. But he was, like, first guy to be in a drill. Like, he'd have the special teams was kind of his baby because that's kind of how he made it at first, you know? Uh-huh. And so he'd put the pad on, and we'd be doing punt drills, and you punch him in his chest, you know? So some guys would be, you know, taking some shots. Coach Braves would say some crazy stuff out there sometimes. So that was kind of your opportunity to get a shot in on him. But he was fun.
Interesting.
A shot at the head coach. Put some gear on.
Yeah. And hey, he never took it personal. He'd be chirping you and everything. Oh. So it was fun. It was a
still
good time.
A dude, Mike Vrabel. Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Definitely a dude.
When you hear how much tackling you work on at this point in your life?
A lot of, like, it's all angle tackling, tag off stuff.
Okay.
Very rarely. I don't think we tackled once. Like
to the ground?
Yeah.
You tackle the donuts or anything of those nature?
We do the donuts sometimes.
I went crazy with the donuts my last couple of years.
Yeah. What does that mean?
There's these giant donuts that you could roll. They have a hole in it. And so you can run full speed and you can simulate a tackle, but you get to bring your feet.
Yeah.
When you tackled, that donut would slide too.
Right.
And so it would give. And so I was always rolling that thing.
That makes sense.
Run full speed through it. So you kind of,
do you do that?
Yeah, we've done that. We also do we'll do a physio ball.
Okay.
And then just simulate, cause that makes you get your pad level down. Right. And
yeah.
Pick it up and run through it and kind of snap out of it. So in the off season, we do that a lot too. Mm-hmm.
During the playoffs last year, there was commentary I heard. I just heard. I mean, the tackling in the NFL has declined. What would you say to that?
You know, I think there's probably some truth to the fact that it doesn't get practiced as much or focused on as much. I don't know. I've been lucky that I've been in places where it has, and it's honestly. So when Coach Wilson came to Tennessee last year. Or this year, the first thing we talked about was tackling, and he showed our tackling numbers and was like, and then compared it to what they did in Baltimore and was basically like, there's a direct correlation between teams that end up in the NFC Championship, AFC Championship, and the Super Bowl
and?
With their tackling.
Okay.
And so that was like the biggest thing that we talked about right when he got there. So basically in spring, you know, you're just in helmets, so you're not doing too much, but like we were working on it all the time.
Interesting. Interesting.
There's a guy that you might have, you know, Demetrius Brim.
He worked,
he worked here at Nebraska. He said he saw Derrick Henry at a camp in high school, and he said it was the most remarkable thing. He thought it was a defensive end. He goes, that's Derrick Henry the run. What's it like to see him?
Oh, I know.
Oh, he's
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just freaky.
Is it? I mean,
it's like watching him in practice. He doesn't even look like he's moving that fast half the time. But no one's catching him, and he's usually running away from him. You know, and he's a special athlete. Even the way he works out, he's got his own thing that he does, and he's you never really know. Like you don't see him all the time doing his stuff.
Yeah.
But he'll show up. Like he showed up after OTAs or for mandatory mini camp or whatever, and then to training camp, and it was just like, that guy's ready to go. Okay. I don't know what he's been doing, but he's ready.
It'll be an odd picture not seeing him with the Titans.
It will.
He's in Baltimore now.
Yep.
A couple years with
the Raiders. I just wonder what it's like to have seen him. I used to always show pictures of different teams, and when I was coaching special teams at Nebraska, I'd show the picture of Derrick Henry. He was the left guard on the punt team for Alabama.
Left guard?
Left guard, as a starting tailback.
What?
Yeah. Absolutely. Devontae Smith covered kicks, covered punts. Yep. Absolutely.
Derrick Henry was their left?
Left guard on the punt team.
On the punt team.
At Alabama.
I just saw a clip of Zeke knocking somebody out on a kickoff team, like his freshman or sophomore year or something.
Yeah, I showed that clip. Yeah, I used that clip as a teaching clip.
But,
so I have a picture of him. He's a starting tailback. They're up 49-0 against Purdue in the fourth quarter. And he's covering kickoffs, and he tackles the guy at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, and the dude he tackled was Raheem Mostert, who was a running back in Miami.
Very fast,
yeah.
player.
And is a very good special teams player himself, before he got
paid. And then, like I said, that was the expectations. And Urban Meyer ran the special teams, and that's how it was. And this is what it was at Alabama. You wonder the correlation, again, to what's real. That's what the deal. Because punt is, I've always said, is invite only.
That is fascinating.
Punt is invite only. That's the best of the best.
No doubt.
We're joined by Luke Gifford in studio, former Husker, current Tennessee Titans linebacker. And, okay, special teams. Now, big change in the NFL this year with kickoffs. You're lining up on the opposing 40-yard line. Can you walk us through this and how it affects you?
Yeah, it's you're going to see a lot of different kind of bodies out there, I feel like. I think that it's like, I think to the front side of the kickoff team, you'll see some bigger bodies, guys that can two-gap, but then the backside will be a bunch of, like, safety, hybrid, probably some receivers, quick guys. And then on kickoff return, it'll probably be guys that block more, you know, like tight ends. I know, like, we've watched some of the XFL and UFL or whatever the name of it is.
Imagine you watched a bunch of that.
Yeah, that's basically all we watched in the spring, and they had a lot of, like, center type bodies out there and stuff like that. Yeah, you're gonna see some weird stuff because I think people are gonna really try and scheme some stuff up, and it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be more, I mean, it'll be part of the game.
So
for sure.
It was a must change. It's brilliant. Because the game had went away.
Yeah.
As far as there was no returns anymore. The guys are bombing the ball out of the back of the end zone. You could put guys out there on kickoff team that you'd have to worry because they're not going to cover anything.
Yeah.
Just get 11 out there. The guy's going to kick the ball through the upright. So don't worry about it. Now you have to worry about it. Now it ups your value.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. It's good for me, and it saves my hamstrings because I'm running like, I don't know, like 30 less yards.
Right.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah. It'll be a good change, I think.
Isaac Gifford, we've gone this far without asking about your brother.
Yep.
Your brother's rise has been really, it's got to be exciting for you to watch, Isaac.
Yeah.
Is this about what you thought, where you thought he'd be at this stage of his life?
I did, honestly. I just kind of thought it was a matter of time when he'd get there. He's so mentally tough and just a tough kid and works so hard that it doesn't surprise me at all. But it's been super fun to just kind of watch everything play out for him. I'm excited.
Does he talk about the current team much in his thoughts in year two of Matt Rule?
Yeah, what's he think?
He's pumped about it. I've actually been down there working out quite a bit just because I wanted to check out the new facilities and be around a little bit, but I've been impressed every time I've been in there, just the way they run things and do things. Coach Campbell is like, they're really on it in the weight room. And, you know, I just even just talking to the guys, like you can tell there's a different sense of like confidence in their voice and what they expect out of the team. So I'm pumped, man. I don't want to say too much because I always drink the Kool-Aid just like everybody else.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
Is a weight room a weight room or is that weight room different to you?
Oh, that thing is like, it's almost like too big. I'm like, I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it's great.
Right.
Like, but it's like breathtaking when you walk in there. It's super cool. It's awesome.
Do they have like a locker room for you for ex-players? A lot of places
good
have
questions.
Or a place for you
good
to,
question.
When you go down there?
I haven't used it and I really haven't even tried, so I'm not sure if they do. But there's so much room in there that I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem.
Gotcha.
Obviously,
the great thing that's getting done there is that just the welcoming back of former players. This is where you come train at. This is where you work. If you're in the NFL, the door's open here for you. So that's a lot of schools do it, but that's a great job by Nebraska football.
Is there any other NFL guys around there?
Yeah, Cam Jurgens has been in there quite a bit.
Okay.
Some of the guys that just left, Phelan's been in there.
Okay.
Trying to think, there's been a few guys in and out. I think Stanley is actually back this weekend. He'll be around a little bit. I don't
Stanley
know
Morgan.
Yeah, he's got a camp with Coach Dub. I think tonight, actually,
really?
Maybe
Coach Dub.
Coach Dub.
No
got
kidding.
A camp.
Yeah, right in town here.
I'm pretty sure that's what Slatt was telling me that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome,
Chris Slatt.
Yep, yeah. Chris Slatt.
Our friend Chris Slatt. He's a breaker, by the way.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Big time breaker.
Yeah, he does an
big
incredible time. Job. Probably one of the best trainers in the world.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah,
this is amazing. Yeah, Isaac's. Isaac's a dude now.
Yeah, he. I tell you what, man, he just got an edge to him.
Yeah, he
that
does.
A lot of guys don't have, you know. And so I think the biggest thing that he's done is really learned how to lead. I think.
Okay.
And I think it's easy to follow a guy who does things the way he does them and has that kind of edge. So
yeah, he plays with a hard edge.
He does. He's almost too edgy sometimes. I'm like, dude, you got to chill out a little bit. You know?
Really?
But I mean, he just, in a good way, I wish I had that. I don't have that.
You don't.
You know, not like I have to turn it on and off. Mm-hmm. His is always on. You know?
And he's going to Media Day.
Yes. Yep, going to Media Day.
That's a big deal.
I'm like, we need to put that dude through some training or something. Say something crazy up there. No, he'll be fine, but it'll be good. I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
Is there any chance? I know the NFL fines you. You have to. I mean, they're so, which I think is great. They're so strict on their uniform, right? I mean, You don't jack around with anything.
Oh, no.
It's like if you wear your socks wrong, you get fined. If you do this wrong, you get fined. Is there any chance if we funded it, can we get a game where you wore a towel that said the ticket? Can we get a towel to wear?
How about I get back to you with the price of that?
Then we can decide.
Don't worry about that.
We'll cover it. Can we please
get
one with the ticket?
Yeah.
We'd be licensed like that and then tell you what game and say, we're gonna pay the fine.
Perfect.
We're going to pay the fine.
I'll add a ticket down the back of my towel. We'll see what happens.
We'll give you a little extra.
93.7. Also put the, and what's the phone number? Put the phone number on.
464-5685.
Send us the bill.
Okay, we'll be careful what you wish for. So we'll see.
We'll pay the fine and we'll give you a little extra.
On top.
Yeah, that's a deal.
We got to see it there. So he's Luke Gifford again, former Husker, current Titans linebacker. Training camp starts in 11 days.
11 days.
Going to be.
Is it miserable right now?
Yeah, I have anxiety really bad.
I would be. That's
every year.
Do you seriously?
I swear. And it
do you have anxiety?
Never changes. It never changes. And once I get there, I'm like, I'm good, you know, but it's just the build up to it.
Coaches are the same way. That like the last like, and it's, you count it as like two more days.
Yep,
one more day, and then when it hits, and it's like that. Then when they once you start, you're just in a zone. Yeah. Yep. Think nothing of it. But those last couple days as a coach, you're like, okay, you're completely off. Stay out of the office for the next 3 days. You just kind of sit there and stare at the wall. Like this is all, all hell's gonna break loose.
I mean, the NFL, there's no better league in the world.
No. I still
there's no
myself.
Better.
Yeah,
you should.
I think that's one thing, too, like these last couple of years that I've really tried to do is just like soak up every second of it. Because the older I get, the more I'm like, I never know when this is going to be over, you know? So, like, I've just tried to keep that perspective because it is so cool. All the things that I get to do and experience, I'm like, man, this is, you know, this is what I grew up dreaming of, you know. It's there's definitely times I still
good for you
myself,
for sure.
Good for you. Do you find sometimes people take it for granted a little bit, like oh, and they're going sure. like, oh yeah, I'm in the league
for sure,
like that.
A lot of the young guys too, you know, and I think even especially the guys that, you know, get drafted or get opportunities early in their career, I think it's easy, you see it a lot of times, that they just don't understand how easily it can be taken away.
It can just go,
all of a sudden you might be a second round draft pick and you've been on four teams and 3 years or two years, you know.
Once it gets beyond, I always said, really beyond the third round, if you're a fourth rounder, they can cut you right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. They're you're not making the team.
Nope.
The first rounder, you're making it because you'd look so stupid if you cut a first rounder.
Yep. Right.
Once it goes to round three or four and you're not good enough, they made a mistake. Yep.
Yeah.
You're just gone.
Yep.
Is it crazy? Don't name any names, but when you've had so many coaches, and we talked about this the other day, that how you can just, there's a difference on the coaching staff. It's like, hey, this guy, don't name names, but like this guy was unbelievable. In some places, it's not the same.
Yeah, no, it's very evident that once you make it into somebody's circle, you stay in the circle. Right. And regardless of, like, you might get fired in one place, but you're probably going to get hired in another, you know? And I mean, that's just the way it is. It's kind of, college football is similar, but like, I think the NFL even more so, it's all about their relationships and the guys that they know. So yeah, I've had some really good coaches, but I've also been around some that you're kind of like, scratching your head at how interesting. They're there.
Get more organization preparation.
Yeah, and
that type
yeah
of stuff,
it's more like from a, not ball. You know, they all know ball, but the organizational side for sure.
How would they get done? Is it true? This was rumor that when Morgan Wallen threw the chair off of Eric Church's bar, that you were there.
I was not there.
Okay, I've heard.
I wish I was there.
I heard.
I probably would have saved him from doing that.
I was told the chair barely missed you. I heard the bar.
I wish it
would have
hit
you.
Me. To be honest,
that's what I heard.
Why do you wish it would have hit?
Oh, that'd have been great.
If it would have hit me, I'd probably be done with everything.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that would be one of those. That, there'd be a settlement.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, I did. I heard that. I go, Luke Gifford was down there when he threw the chair off the deal and just missed it.
I think he did it on like a Monday or a Tuesday. So thankfully, I was in bed.
Gotcha.
But if he would have done it on a weekend, I probably would have been there.
Might have been a chance. That'd have been a chance. That'd have been unbelievable. What happened? I got hit by the chair.
Yeah.
Who threw it? Morgan Wallen out of Eric Church's
hit a Tennessee
bar.
Titan.
Hit a Titan. What are you thinking, Morgan? Come on.
This is awesome. Thanks
Better
for
time.
Coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
God bless you for coming
glad,
in.
I'm glad to be here. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's
we'll be watching. We'll be pulling for you. We'll look for that towel.
Yes. Appreciate it. I
We're
got you guys.
For that towel.
I got you.
Seriously, that's great stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I appreciate it.
He is Luke Gifford, former Husker, current Titans linebacker. Luke, thank the time. We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate you guys.
Bill's Thrills is next, an early break in the ticket.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.